Hello and welcome to the Silverwood Podcast. Your main host, Paddy Silverwood, and we have my brother.
Hello.
Phil Silverwood there.
Phil Silverwood, awesome guy.
And as we go in through the Silverwood Podcast, we decided to pick up a new person to our team. I want everybody to put their hands together and have a warm welcome to PJ Phillips, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, Phillips, there you go.
Howdy.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing, PJ?
I'm all right.
So, PJ Phillips here. With this
what experience does PJ have of podcasting?
Hey.
I want to see your CV.
All right.
How good are you at podcasts?
I've never done a podcast.
Oh, who's this
ever?
Joker?
Yeah, he handed in an application form.
I didn't see no application form.
It's his first time.
When was the interview?
Oh, you missed it. As the main host and admiral of this show, I sort out the applications.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we've got PJ now, and welcome PJ.
Thank you.
Yeah. PJ, everyone. Yeah.
Right, let's get on with this.
Okay, so this is still a podcast. Hi guys, how you doing?
It's been a while.
It has been. A while.
The last one was about 7 months ago.
This is a Silverwood Podcast revamped. We're going for a new take on the Silverwood Podcast.
It's pretty much identical to the old one, but now we've got PJ.
Similar, but we're taking a new take on it, and we're going in there deep this time. We're changing things up a little bit.
Yeah.
So, how's it going? What's going on?
Well, we should have done one of these, like, quite a few of these recently, because I've had nothing to do because I've got no job anymore.
Yeah, and I'm out of school.
Bad face.
PJ's out of school.
I've left school, got no job. I'm a bum.
Yeah, we're all bums.
The bum
we could have recorded this whenever,
this
but we've been proper lazy.
Yeah. So, anyway. So what? So let's talk about what we've been doing lately. Phil went to see the new Batman.
And it was awesome. Have you seen it yet, PJ?
No, I love Batman. Batman's my favourite comic character, but I really want to watch this new one.
You should have come with us.
I know.
It was intense.
It was very, very good.
It was a thrilling action ride that just, it was long, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I had one bad thing to say about it.
Yeah, Dark
Knight. 3 hours long. It was, sorry, I mean, my arse was proper numb by the end of that film.
And there wasn't many annoying people as well, because you know you always get those really annoying people in cinema.
Yeah.
I think I got good timing on that, and we missed out on all the good.
We went in, like, the middle of the afternoon, so, like...
Yeah, it was a lot of people there, though.
Well, it was, like, one of the first showings of it.
Isn't Bane the main baddie to it?
Bane's the main bad guy.
Yeah, I weren't sure about that at first.
He's not exactly like he is in the comics.
I weren't sure about Bane being the main baddie, but...
He's got this, like... It's Tom Hardy, and he's doing this, like, really posh voice.
I had a look at him on IMDb, right?
Yeah.
He looks nothing like Bane. does he really?
No. He's like when he was in Inception, he was like half the size he is now.
Yeah, he's pretty darn big as Bane, isn't he?
Yeah, he was massive when he was Bronson as well, but he's even bigger for Bane.
He's a very big guy.
Yeah, he's pretty scary looking.
He's very masculine.
More macho than all of us put together.
Easily. PJ, what have you been doing then? You've been playing games?
About it. Xbox.
Talk a little bit about what games you've been playing here.
Oh, bloody hell. I've been going towards a bit more of the older games. I completed Red Dead 2 days ago. And then yesterday I finished Mass Effect 1, first one. They were good. At the minute, though, I've just rented some games. So next episode I'll be telling you about them. I've got Lollipop Chainsaw and Azura's Wrath, which I'm looking forward to playing.
Right, yeah, the all new and...
Mighty games,
yeah.
Lollipop Chainsaw, legend.
Well, while we were setting up the podcast, you were playing Lollipop Chainsaw.
Was playing Lollipop Chainsaw,
and
yeah.
I've not played it myself, but I could hear the sounds of Lollipop Chainsaw. It sounds pretty stupid, I'll be honest with you.
It is. It's very, very... I've only played 10 minutes myself, and it's the most stupidest thing I think I've ever seen. But it was good. I really enjoyed it. I mean, running around as a slut with a chainsaw, it can be fun.
I look forward to the full review next week.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if it's one of the stupidest things you've ever seen. I mean, stuff we've done on GTA.
Yeah, every time you look in the mirror, you see something pretty fucking stupid, don't you, PJ?
Yeah,
Badum-tish.
Oh!
Fight
me. No, I'm joking.
So, that's a sort of little introduction there, getting us all warmed up and introduced into how things are going. So, sort of like what we're going to be doing in the future is obviously more podcasts. We're going to keep bringing these out. I don't know whether these are going to be a weekly thing, though.
Nah, I daily. Mean,
it's probably...
Well, they were originally intended to be once a fortnight.
Yeah.
Right? We've done, in the last year, maybe six.
Yeah.
So
I think it's going to be more like a monthly, maybe few every so week, every, you know, every
well, whenever like, we feel
when
like
we can be bothered.
Yeah, well, when we can be bothered, when we decide to get off the Xbox. Yeah,
it's going to be whenever we're in the mood, sort of thing. Yeah. So yeah, and also we'd started on YouTube stuff now as well on the internet.
Again, you say that we've done like one, two videos.
Yeah, I mean, it's still
we recorded a few of them, but they were.
From
shit.
Now we're going to be doing them loads.
So we haven't uploaded them.
There's a few. I mean, there's a few we still got to put up there, but
yeah, they need heavily edited though, because
we're going to be working on like machinima and stuff as well.
Yeah, we've got one written out.
Yeah.
So yeah.
In fact, by the time this episode goes online, the machinima might be on YouTube by then.
Yeah, we're thinking about working on that today. So you'll never know, guys. You'll keep an eye out for that. So yeah, let's go into the first segment. Are you smarter than Phil?
Nobody is.
Are you smarter than Phil? Dum. There you go.
A little jingle.
Phil is
nobody's smarter than me, because we did this segment before, the little quiz. People tell me, like, what their scores they got.
Got the same.
Always worse than me. Always.
So, yeah, here's the way this works, guys. We want everyone to take part in this.
If you're listening now, you're a member of the quiz.
Yeah, wherever you are, get a pen and paper. If you're on your iPod, you know, get a little notepad. You know, there's always something that you can take notes down on. If you're walking around, you could just take notes in your brain. I'm sure you're more than capable of doing that because you're all very smart out there.
Yeah, and then when the quiz is over, you send, how many questions? 5 questions?
5 questions.
So just send me a tweet to @roboticphil.
Or you can email us, silverpodcast@gmail.com. Get into contact with us somehow. We'll give you some content.
And just all you need to do is tweet us saying, you know, 0 out of 5. And then we'll know, and then we can tell everybody who's smarter than Phil next week.
Yeah, something for you.
Do I take part in the quiz?
And
you're going to take part in it right now.
Great. I'm terrible at everything. Right, let's do this.
So, everybody better be taking part in this. If you're not, then you suck dick. The quiz is about cartoons. I almost gave it away before I even said it was a quiz. But, yeah, so that's the subject for today.
I thought you were doing video games.
No, we're doing cartoons, please. Surprise.
I've been revising for video games.
Yeah, I got three game magazines next to me.
No cheating.
Right, then, no cheating.
Okay.
No cheating.
Oh, no, let me
get... Google.com. No. I've got 3 tabs up, I've already beat you.
Right, no cheating. If I find out any cheating...
Okay. You can hear my keyboard anyway.
If that happens, then you're disqualified and everyone's smarter than you. So, PJ, you're trying to be smarter than Phil right now, okay? Yeah,
And I'm illiterate.
I'll smart you, okay? And, PJ, you are a little bit illiterate, so this is going to go down well.
Yes.
But you just need to tell me your answers, okay?
Right, then, yes. I'll try and say words. Right, let's do this.
I think you're all right on that part, yeah. So, let's get started. Question one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one is, in the cartoon show Fairly Odd Parents, I'm sure you're all aware of that.
I've seen it.
What's that?
The names of Timmy's fairy godparents.
Oh, no.
I know this.
Do I shout it out or not?
Do we have to buzz in whoever's first to get the answer?
I don't even know.
You can give me your answers and then I'll announce if they're right or wrong at the end.
Okay.
So, PJ, what's your answers?
Let me think. Give it to Phil. Let me get think. Okay.
No, you just copy my answers. I know for a fact what the answers are.
Wait. Okay.
You can guess. You can guess first.
Okay, so... No, I'm taking a different take. I'm thinking here, I'm going to have to take a different take on this.
Yeah, because...
You can...
Write them down and then tell them all at the end.
Yeah, so you can write down your answer.
Okay, yeah, okay, I know what. Question one, I've got my answer written down.
I haven't got a pen or paper. Oh, Jesus Christ. Hang on, right, I'll remember them.
No, Peter, yeah. open up a notepad.
What? I'll just write them down here.
Okay.
I've got one, I've got a notepad set up here.
Oh, I'm sure you have. Now, Okay, so question one was, in the cartoon show Fairly Odd Parents, what were the names of Timmy's fairy godparents? Okay?
Okay. Yep. Next question. Question two.
Question two.
I don't have a clue. I'll
What
pass that one.
was the name of the bird Wile E. Coyote chases?
I don't even.
Oh,
Oh, hang on. No, I know this one.
everybody knows this
This
one.
is an easy one, man. It's quite easy.
It goes beep, beep. Like
It does
that,
go
doesn't
beep, beep.
it?
You're
Beep,
right.
beep, beep, yes.
Well done, PJ.
Congratulations. That's the right answer. Right, yeah. Three. Question three. Okay, I hope you've written down all your answers. Question three. Who created Mickey Mouse?
Okay, yep.
That one's
I
question
know
easy.
this. I know this.
Question four, please.
Okay, so question three was who created Mickey Mouse? Question four. Okay. In which cartoon series did Penelope Pitstop drive a compact pussycat? Come on.
I
Sensible
know.
answers.
I don't. The only cartoons I watch Sentai. So many. No, not really. I'm joking.
Okay,
I'm
go
joking. I'm
on.
joking. I'm joking.
Just lower the tone a little bit there, PJ.
No. I only watch SpongeBob.
There was going to be a SpongeBob question, you know, and I changed it because it would be so easy.
Oh, cheers.
So yeah, in which cartoon series did Penelope Pitstop drive the compact pussycat?
Okay, I know that one as well. Oh, I've got all of them so far.
Okay. This was one that I sort of tried to catch you out with on this one,
Okay.
but knowing you and your childhood, it probably won't catch you out. But PJ, I don't think PJ's got any chance on
Right.
this one. So question five. I think this is my favourite question as well.
Was question four again?
Question four was, in which cartoon series did Penelope Pitstop drive the compact pussycat?
I don't have a clue.
Okay, well,
Question five.
question five is, name the three biker mice from Mars.
Oh
Oh,
no!
I used to watch this.
And you need all three of them to get the answer right.
I can't remember the third one. I can remember two of them.
I don't have a clue.
So yeah, this was the one I tried to
Okay,
catch
I
you up with.
think I know it, but we'll see.
These were some legends in the cartoon industry.
Yeah, okay.
So question five was, name the
You just
three
said one
biker
about
mice.
Pinky and the Brain. I know that one.
I was going to put one in about Pinky and the Brain, but it was just too easy. I wanted a hard one for the fifth question here.
All right, cool. Let's go back over the answers then.
So you get your answers out, everyone. We're going to go over the questions here. So question one was, in the cartoon show Fairly Odd Parents, what were the name of Timmy's fairy godparents? And so what did you guys get here?
Right, PJ, what did you put?
Dave and Sean, I don't know. I
Dave
didn't
and
know.
Sean, what the gay Fairly Odd Parents. Okay.
I didn't know. I knew one. I know what they look like. One's got purple hair, one's got green hair, one had a nickel, but I couldn't remember the name.
Their names were Cosmo and Wanda.
That's Cosmo. I knew it. Oh,
Yeah, they
that's
were.
well annoying.
It was
1-0 to Philip.
I think I've got this one though. I think I've got this
So it
one.
was Cosmo Wanda. So PJ, you're currently on nothing.
Oh, shut up.
And Phil is on one. So he's currently outsmarting you here.
I think I spelt Sean wrong.
Right.
Okay.
Luckily, this is an audio quiz, so you're not marked on your spellings.
Yeah.
That's all right.
So question two was, what was the name of the bird Wile E. Coyote chased?
Is it
And
Roadrunner?
It is. It's Roadrunner.
PJ,
Yeah!
Roadrunner. And Phil, I'm assuming you put Roadrunner as well.
Roadrunner, yep.
Okay, so it's 2-1 at the moment to Phil. You're currently being outsmarted there, PJ.
Yeah, I've got the rest of the other three wrong.
Someone out there that must be able to outsmart Phil. Everyone can outsmart PJ. Question three was, who created Mickey Mouse? PJ, what did you
Flubber.
get?
Flubber?
Flubber.
You're an idiot. Walt Disney.
I don't know.
You don't know who created Mickey Mouse?
Is his name Mickey Mouse?
It's Walt Disney.
PJ, you got nothing for that one.
Oh, Walt Disney did it, didn't he? Oh,
So Phil, you get a point there.
oh,
Oh my god,
I never
you're
thought
Flubber.
of. No, I didn't know his name, so I just thought something along the lines.
So yeah,
Walt Disney.
conclusion there, PJ sucks.
You're just a fucking
I've got the
retard.
other two wrong. I've passed on the next one.
Alright, question four.
So question four, everyone. Question four was, in which cartoon series, okay, did Penelope Pitstop drive the compact pussycat? I think it kind of gave it away when it says drive the compact pussycat.
Yeah, go on, PJ. You must know
I
this
don't
bit.
know.
Answer.
You don't know at all?
No, I'll
Have a guess.
pass.
Have a guess. Name a cartoon.
An old cartoon.
And yeah, an old
had like
had Penelope Pit Stop in it
and cars.
Alice the Cat. I don't know. Is there a dragon called Alice the Cat? No, I'm trying to think of. Okay, right. Looney Tunes. I don't know.
No, yes.
Wrong. It was Wacky Races.
Yeah, it was Wacky Races. So
I don't even know what that is.
Bill, you've got 4 out of 4 so far.
Actually, I do know what
Wacky so far, and I'm about to get.
PJ's got 1 out of 4.
Is that the one with the dog?
Yeah.
And the guy in the purple suit?
Yeah, Dick Dastardly and Muttley.
Yeah.
So, okay, so question 5. Okay, this is the one that I like this one. I enjoyed this question. Name the 3 biker mice from Mars. So, Pete...
It used to be a favourite of mine.
I don't know. I just picked common names that you would commonly get in things.
Okay, so PJ got nothing. So
I got Mark, Tom and Rupert.
Yeah, you're completely wrong there. You're miles off. I did like the name Rupert, though. So, Phil?
I don't know. I think one of them was called Vince or Vinny.
Okay, yeah, Vinny.
Vinny.
Yep.
And one of them was called, like, Mojo or something like that.
Oh, you're so close.
Modo.
Modo.
And then I can't remember the other guy's name.
So, yeah, you got that one wrong.
I got that one wrong. Who was the other guy?
It was Vinny.
Yeah.
Modo and Throttle.
I didn't
Throttle.
Have a clue. I used to have the figurines of them.
I used
to have
figurines.
Toys. Yeah, I used to have little toys in them as well. I used to watch it. I just can't remember now.
I ripped the head off, didn't you? I remember.
Yeah, you ripped his head off.
Yeah, well, and then, Throttle was...
I think I sold mine at a car boot.
Was Throttle the one with the robot arm or something like that?
No, that was Modo.
That was Modo, yeah. And then Throttle was the like, the gingery coloured one.
Oh, well. I might have not won this time, but... I'll win in a couple of years.
So, yeah, final scores here was PJ got 1 out of 5. Good work there, PJ.
Yeah.
And Phil, you got 4 out of 5. So, Phil...
Anyone who gets 5 out of 5, right, they are smarter than Phil, but I doubt it.
So, yeah, you have to get every single one right, and you have outsmarted my brother.
And no cheating.
No cheating.
No cheating.
Send in your answers. And we'll reveal the smarter than Phil people on next episode.
Yeah. So, send in your answers to silverwoodpodcast.gmail.com. Or tweet us on Twitter somewhere, Paddy Silverwood or Phil Silverwood, or The Silverwood Show on Twitter. Or you can message us on YouTube. You can go on our website, thesilverwoodshow.weebly.com, and do something on there. So we've got everything you need to know. So yeah, that was a good quiz. I enjoyed that.
I did as well. That was funny.
Oh,
we realised just how stupid PJ is.
Yeah, Bike Mice from Mars. That's an old cartoon, isn't it, really?
It's like 90s.
Yeah,
and I was born in like the end of the night, 1996.
Good, so. Mid-90s.
Yeah, I was midnight, so I don't know.
You should know these things, PJ.
I don't... Oh, shut up.
Everyone should revise. Especially the Walt Disney one. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, the Walt Disney one was the easiest question in there.
Thing is, I wouldn't have picked that because I thought it was too easy. I was thinking not to use Roadrunner because I thought Roadrunner would have been too easy. I thought, no, that's a trick question.
Standard answers on these quizzes.
No, there's no trick questions.
I don't do tricks. I do sometimes, but... This was a legitimate, like, a good quiz. So, yeah. What was with the flubber as well on the
What? I just thought of a name. I had no idea.
The first name
idea.
That came into your head was Flubber, the little green jelly thing.
Yeah. I was thinking of
it's
Flubber.
It's a pretty obscure referencing of itself, mate.
I like Flubber, though. Flubber's a great film.
It was good.
It wasn't a great film. It was pretty poor.
I loved it.
It was a classic.
It was like a kid film. That I used to watch on my video player.
Yeah.
And I used to have video recorder.
I think we've actually got that in this cupboard next to me, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
In there. So we got that. I think you did all right there, Phil.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, I went too bad. No, that's not too bad at all, Phil.
And then PJ, you did shit.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, at least you got the... Which one was it that you got right? You got the
Roadrunner.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved Roadrunner, though. Roadrunner was great. It was a beep beep guy.
I must admit, I had a bit of an advantage on that Penelope Pitstop question, because I've got every single episode of Wacky Races on DVD.
Oh, right, I see, yeah.
So,
You had revision on that one, then?
Well, not recently, but I have watched them quite a few times.
I didn't know you had Always on DVD.
Yeah, and all the Hong Kong Fooey.
I knew you had Hong Kong Fooey.
You got the Morphs as well, haven't you?
I've got Trapdoor. Well, Paddy has.
I've got a Trapdoor. That's so good. I love the Trapdoor. Oh, the Trapdoor. Everyone watch the Trapdoor. So good. I love it. But yeah. Anyway. So, Yeah, there's the quiz for everyone. So yeah, Phil's news is next up on the agenda.
Oh, is it Phil's news?
So everybody get ready for Phil's news.
Okay.
We don't know what the news is either.
Yeah, it's all a surprise to us.
Yeah, this is it's funny. We're going to start with a little, because we've just played a game.
We'll go for a jingle here.
Okay.
We'll go, Phil's news! Phil's news! Phil's news!
Phil's news!
Phil's news!
Phil's news! News.
There you go.
Okay, that there was you go, a lot longer than I thought it would be.
Phil's news.
Now I've got to remember that and do it
okay.
every week.
We just played a game. I'm going to play. Going to carry on with a little bit of a mini game for you now. I'm going to read out the article.
All right.
And you've just got to fill in the blank, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Phelan's blank stolen by thieves.
What?
Phelan, that's the name of the guy.
Yeah.
Right. His blank was stolen by thieves.
Penis.
What?
Why would they steal his blanket?
Do you know what, Paddy? You got it in one.
Penis.
It's penis.
I knew it'd be penis. I just got a penis.
What? What happened?
A man got his penis stolen.
Oh, that would be so bad.
Balin, 41.
What did they do? Just, like, mug him?
Give us your penis!
I'm never going to pronounce this right. Zhejiang province of China.
Oh, obviously.
He's laying in bed. He's asleep. You know, he's having a good dream. And then a bunch of people burst in, put a bag on his head.
Yeah.
Right? And I'll quote now. They put something over my head and pulled down my trousers. And then they ran off. I was so shocked I didn't feel a thing. Then I saw I was bleeding and my penis was gone.
What on fuck is going on?
Why did he not know they were stealing his penis? That would be the first thing I'd be like, hang on, you're stealing my penis.
Apparently he was so shocked he didn't feel a thing.
Oh, fair play.
Police believe the attackers were jealous lovers of several local women whom Lin was having affairs with.
What on earth?
And,
Get revenge.
Yeah. The police have looked for Lin's anatomy. But they've turned up nothing.
That guy, man. So what's he going to do now? He's got a penis.
He's going to walk around with no knob for the rest of his life.
That would be so bad. Like, but he's got no knob. That's life over right there, isn't it, really?
That is pretty bad. Does that mean sad. He's like a she-male?
I have no idea.
That means
there's
he's
not, a guy
that's
not
a
photo.
He's a man.
The only thing I could do is what? Maybe turn him into a female and just use some scissors and cut a hole or something. But
he don't need to live anymore. Oh, I feel so sorry for the poor guy, man.
I mean, it turns out he was, like, you know, cheating on his wife with, like, 20 women, and then they all burst in and robbed his knob.
So it was the females that robbed his knob?
Well, I don't know. I think, actually, the female's husbands who found out about him and decided to chop his penis off.
That's like a bloody... That's brilliant. That is absolutely brilliant.
It's not brilliant. Well, it's
brilliant.
It is in a sense because it's fucking hilarious. But like, the guy, man. Oh, he's the poor guy.
Oh, God. Oh. That is...
Another piece of news?
Yeah.
Man was going through the airport.
Yeah.
Right? And they're like, oh, wait, what's that? You can't take that on board. And it turned out it was...
The guy's penis.
It was his man's penis, yeah, that's right. the man with the world's largest penis was trying to walk through an airport security desk, and they're like, well, is that a gun in your pocket? And it turns out, no, he was just pleased to see them.
Oh, good God.
And this one has a photo, if you'd like to see it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
PJ, yeah, I'll have a look.
So there you go, have a look at that.
It's on the mirror.
Just scroll down a little bit.
What on the fuck? That goes all the way down his leg for people. Can't
see. Let's have a look.
He's got like shorts on, like cycling shorts. So they're like really tight. And you can see. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, oh, that's it. Suspect package.
Man with world's largest penis sparks security scare at airport after bulge is mistaken for suspect package.
Great.
a lot of penis in this episode.
Yeah, that's the end of knob news, anyway.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, no more knob news. Yeah,
that was especially for PJ because I thought he'd like some knob news.
I love that knob. That was brilliant knob.
You love that?
That was absolutely great.
You know you loved the knob, PJ.
I did.
So yeah, what's up next, Phil?
What's up next? A couple of things. Jesus. I think that's a place to go to next.
Jesus is good.
What's Jesus' favourite hobby?
Swimming.
No.
Penis.
No, it's not penis this time.
Okay, what is it?
It's turning up in places. His face on things.
Yes.
On toast, inside Marmite jars.
Yeah, he does.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've saw a couple of them.
On wood, whatever. Well, yeah. They found a new one.
Penis.
It's not on a penis. it would be funny if it was. We could carry on the tradition here, but no, it's on the back of a crab.
Oh, I like. But is the
hello,
crab
I saw
anywhere near a penis? What kind of crabs are we talking here?
We're talking about the sort of the big
mud crab.
Yeah,
mud crab. Okay.
Well, the trouble is, some people are saying there's a bit of controversy.
Oh yeah.
Some people are saying, "Whoa, they've looked at the crab." And they've said, well, that's not Jesus.
No, obviously, it's a crab.
It's Nicolas Cage.
It's not Nicolas Cage. That's Osama bin Laden.
Oh, my God.
I'm sending you the picture now.
I feel sorry for the crab.
This will be linked for people who are listening on the audio. It'll be linked on the website.
Yeah.
Have a look. Decide for yourself. Jesus or Osama bin Laden?
Okay. Really bin Laden.
Bin Laden. That is 100% bin Laden.
It does look a lot like bin Laden. We've got to admit.
Bin Laden.
Bin Laden crab.
That's right.
Bin Laden. He was reincarnated as a crab.
If you ever found a crab with Jesus' face on it, or in this case, bin Laden's face on it?
No.
What'd you do?
I don't see many crabs.
It's like, what?
Go or anything, really. Like a bit of toast or jar of Marmite. I mean, I think I just eat it. But there's that one woman who had a grilled cheese sandwich with Jesus' face on it.
She had a tattoo onto her,
the picture of Jesus, and she kept the sandwich forever.
Yeah, that's just going over. That's just being silly.
It is just being silly, you're right. Just eat the sandwich.
I want to eat it now, though.
Yeah, oh, look, that looks like Jesus, and then you go, well, I'm going to eat it now.
Take a photo of it and say, look, people, I've got a sandwich that looks a little bit like Jesus, but not really. It looks more like Osama bin Laden when you squint, but...
Oh, good God.
That mud crab is brilliant.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Talking about bin Laden, I did watch that. You watched it with me as well, didn't you, Paddy?
Oh, I did, yeah. He streaked.
We watched O Zombie, about a zombie film based on bin Laden.
I've not heard this. What's it called?
O Zombie.
It was called O Zombie.
Of course it was. Why did I expect it to be some kind of witty title? Why was I expecting
best,
it more than just
O Zombie? It's the best zombie film that has bin Laden in it. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but I imagine, PJ, it's also the worst zombie film with bin Laden in it.
It is. It weren't that bad. I was expecting it to be horrible, but it did have some pretty cool characters. Some of them really crap. But
oh, the acting in one of the characters is just...
There was this.
I imagine one of them was Osama bin Laden, the zombie.
Yeah, the thing is, it was meant to be all about bin Laden, but he's only in it at the start when he's a swimming zombie.
Yeah, he's swimming for some reason.
And then the world's only swimming zombie.
He's in it at the end, and he's sitting in a room full of terrorists, not eating them. Yeah,
and he just turns around and he just looks at... Oh.
He's just like a normal guy.
He's just sitting there, he's always zombie fighting. He just turns and just looks. Just look,
but
and then shit goes down.
Yeah, if you like bin Laden and you like zombies, it's worth a watch.
Well, I like zombies, but I'm not that fond on bin Laden, as it turns out.
It's quite funny.
Well,
it's quite funny.
It's got the best quote in any film world.
Oh, I was meant to have your babies.
I was meant to have your babies, which I think is the best quote ever.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's bin Laden zombie
session. You do it for yourself. You'll know what I mean.
Yeah.
Alright, I'll watch it. Oh, Zombie.
I've got it on DVD, you can lend it, Phil.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks.
No problem, any time. Right,
Okay, so what's next on the Phil's news here? Is there anything left?
I've actually got loads. I don't know whether this is as funny up there, but...
Okay, we'll do two more.
Imagine you're in the park. right? Yeah, park. You go down the park, you hang out with your mates.
Someone steals your penis.
No, there's no penis in this one.
Okay, then.
It involves a 10-year-old girl, so God, I hope there's no penis.
Oh, Jesus, never mind. Oh. No, get the penis. Yeah. Get the penis.
Yeah. Just think penis. Of crabs with Bin Laden on it. Just think of crabs with Bin Laden on it.
Right. So, girl in the park, she's playing. Yeah.
Right, she's playing, yeah.
Finds a woman. Woman's like, hey, do you want to hold my bat? She's like, no. Like, and I'm quoting here. The lady was like, no, it's the friendliest thing ever.
Oh, good God.
It's a direct quote.
Yeah.
And so the girl takes the bat.
Yeah.
Bat bites her. The girl's now got rabies.
No, that's not that. It's funny, but it's hard.
I mean, who the hell walks around going, hey, kids?
Why would you walk around with a rabid bat?
Exactly.
Rabid bat. Yeah, do you want to have a look at my rabid bat? It's really nice.
I didn't even know bats could get rabies. Oh,
bats
well.
Are famous for having rabies.
Oh, no, I don't have any.
The woman just like picked it up off the floor. The bat fell on the floor in the park, and the woman picked it up and was like, hey, kids, have a play with this.
What is wrong with
you? No, that's not Michael Jackson talking.
No, now we're back to penis again.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, enough of the penis.
Okay. Think of the crabs.
Freak
I can't away. Believe. Is that girl all right now, though?
Yeah, she's fine. She's had, like injections and stuff.
That's all right, then. It wouldn't have been so funny if she was, like, really ill, but...
No, no. They took her straight to the hospital. They gave her, like, rabies shots. She's fine.
Yeah, anti-rabies stuff.
Yeah, she's fine. But
yeah. Hell, man. What
I just thought it was
the world.
Bizarre that...
Who walks up to someone and goes, here, I have this rabid bat?
I mean, if somebody gave me a rabid bat, I probably wouldn't take it. I mean,
neither would I. I'd go, hey, come on.
Yeah.
I don't want this rabid bat.
One of the girl's friends said, like, I don't want to hold it. Will it bite me? And then the woman was like, no, it's the friendliest thing ever.
Obviously.
That went up well then.
Yeah, just a little kiss on the finger. Except with its teeth.
So one more. What's going on?
I'll give you a choice because I've got two. I've got two left.
Say A or B then. Label them and we'll...
We got A, which involves a man in prison.
Okay.
B, which involves a lizard.
I want a lizard.
Okay, go on then. Yeah, we've had a couple of human stories. Let's have a lizard story.
This is actually the least interesting of them, but you chose lizard.
All right, then, we'll have lizard.
Lizard. So the kid, 10 years old again.
Another 10-year-old.
For some reason, 10-year-olds just love finding weird shit.
Especially when it comes down to animals.
Yeah.
Is it a rabbit lizard?
Where do you reckon he found the lizard?
In the toilet.
Nope.
Down his trousers.
In the end of his penis.
No. No.
In a tree?
No.
On
it
a
was
rock.
Inside a loaf of bread.
Okay.
Fair enough. Yeah. I get that all the time.
apparently bread was bought at Tesco's and
it was a lizard.
They get it home, they go, oh, let's have some sandwiches.
Yeah, Tesco's.
Like Tesco's own brand bread.
It was a Tesco from Tesco's.
Yeah.
So it was like in the UK.
Yeah, it was in Devon.
And it was a lizard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just, you know, for people out there that may not be that, you know, intelligent, you don't get lizards, like, in the wild.
No, you don't.
Or in bread.
Or in bread, indeed.
Or in bread.
Or in bread.
He was making some toast.
So...
I cut up a slice of bread and saw something that looked like a leaf. So I had a look and found the lizard inside.
I bet he was pretty shocked.
It was 2 or 3 inches long.
I want to see his face when he saw that thing.
No, he was dead.
Oh, sorry. I can't imagine.
Who's dead? The guy? The lizard killed him?
The lizard was dead.
Oh, was it? Oh, the lizard. Oh, that's a shame.
It was baked into a loaf of bread.
Yeah. Why would someone do that? Someone's a bit mad. Maybe they, like... Maybe it was, like, their daughter's lizard.
Yeah, I think it's
put it, and they put it down the bread. Or bury in it. They put it in some bread.
Hide the evidence, you know?
Yeah, I think he probably just, like, crawled into the bread-making machine.
Or he's a maniac. Maybe it was the guy who stole the guy's penis.
Could have been.
You keep going back to penis, PJ.
Yeah, I love it.
You never brought it up. I knew you were obsessed.
Oh, good lord. This is
you
a
fight?
Cast now.
you're listening to a penis cast. show on the radio.
So yeah, there's Phil's news, everyone.
Yeah. What's next? Are we just talking, or...?
We're talking, then we've got your game review, PJ.
Oh yeah, on my games that were made in 2007. But let's do this.
So yeah, let's have a little chat first about
Penis. I mean the news. I mean no.
What am I in a pet lizard? You know.
Oh, I bet a pet lizard would be brilliant if it weren't in your bit of bread.
If it weren't in my bread.
If it weren't in your bread, I bet it'd be pretty cool to have.
Yeah, I wouldn't want a lizard in my bread. That wouldn't be very good.
No, I'd be disgusted. So it'd be a pretty cool pet.
Do you reckon it'd be good on a sandwich? That's like a ready-made sandwich right there.
Yeah, it is, but what?
Who would want to eat a lizard?
Well, I mean, I'm sure they do it somewhere. I mean, I eat, like, alligator and shit.
Yeah, I wonder if it tastes nice.
May have accidentally just pulled out my mic by accident.
Yeah, right. It all went quiet then for a second.
Yeah, it all went totally
right.
Quiet.
Power of editing, that didn't exist.
yeah, like that. Not only did you tried to cover it up by, you know, I tried carried on talking, and then we just drew attention to it. Look at that awkward silence.
Yeah, so I missed what was said, but I said something about eating a lizard.
I said I wouldn't want it, I'd rather have chicken, but...
Chicken, I wouldn't mind some chicken right now, actually. That's a good idea. But so yeah, PJ's game review.
Hang on.
What do you mean, hang on?
I'm reading.
No, you're not reading. You're meant to be...
No. I'm reading, yeah, the Games Magazine.
Okay.
And you guys probably won't be that interested, but PS3 fans would.
Okay, so any PS3 fans out there?
Any PS3 fans listening to this podcast, yeah. I mean, I like my PS3 as well. Prefer my Xbox, but there's a lot of games coming out on it. I'll just...
Oh, wow, that was some good news there from...
No,
thanks
wait.
The news, that was so detailed.
So, PJ says there's some games coming out on PS3.
On a games console.
So,
you've
got PS3, there's games coming out on it. Yeah? Right, that's the podcast done. See you later, lads. No.
Paddy,
what I'll say...
Paddy, you know next week when we do the podcast next time?
Yes.
And we get a different guest host.
What?
He's not a guest host, he's one of the main guys now.
Yeah.
He's part of the crew.
He's an idiot.
Well, just because you're smarter than me in your little cartoon quiz, I'm sorry, Phil.
Look, I could think of a lot worse people that we could have. That's exactly who I was thinking of.
Talk, you'd probably cry halfway through the air.
We'll have to edit that out because that's just insulting people on literally a global platform. Anyone in the world can hear this and just hear you going, "Yeah, I hate that guy."
I don't hate him. I don't hate him. It would just be worse.
We'll bleep out the names.
Okay then.
So yeah, PJ, your game review.
I'll say the name over and over and over again. Have you got enough bleeps to bleep it out?
Well, we could just edit you out of this entire podcast.
We've got unlimited bleeps, PJ. It's a digital thing.
Right then, unlimited bleeps, fair enough.
But, yeah, so, your game review.
All right then.
PJ's game review of the week. Doop, doop.
Right.
Let's go.
Okay.
This is where this goes. It's all downhill from here.
Yeah, you might as well just turn off now.
Well, this is my part of the podcast. Right, yeah, basically, I've been playing... mostly older games, but the one that I did really like, and I finished it last night, was Mass Effect, the first one, on Xbox 360.
Is this the first time you've played it?
Yes, it is. I've finished number two, but I never actually did the first one.
You're a bit behind, then. It's a five-year-old game.
I know. So I thought I'd play it, and it's very, very, very good. Even though it was made years ago, and it's still pretty impressive now. I mean...
It is.
I think you can tell the difference between them, like in gameplay, between the second and third.
Yeah,
they took a lot of the RPG elements out in the second one and the third one.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot more stats and skills and stuff to level up in the first one.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, it's just the way that you're moving around. Brilliant.
Yeah.
And you can have sex with Ashley. Yeah. But you can do that in all three of them.
You can do that in all three of them.
But the thing that I did like the most about the first one was the car, where you could just...
Yeah, the Mako.
And they took that out.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was brilliant. The fact that you could just go to, like, a planet and just drive around and try and get some, like, find all the artifacts and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
they replaced that in the second and third one with just, like, that annoying scanning thing.
Yeah. I didn't...
Where you just, like, look at the planet and go, oh, is there anything on there? Yep, all right, I've got it. That wasn't as fun. It was more fun to go, is there anything on the planet? Okay, now let's drive around the planet in a big six-wheeled truck.
Yeah.
And try and find it.
Yeah.
I think that was good that they take that out.
I mean, Commander Shepard, I think, probably the most badass character in the world.
Yeah, he's a badass. There's no denying it.
He's very badass. Very, very badass.
He's pretty incredible, isn't he?
Yeah,
It's a whole new level of
I think
badass.
all characters, I think in Mass Effect 1 and 2, I've not done the third one, but in Mass Effect 1 and 2, every character, I think, have been at least all right. I've liked everyone in it.
Yeah, that's one of the best things about that game is the characters.
It's got brilliant characters and really good storyline. Really, really good storyline.
A very recommended game.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. You mean it's 5 years old, and if you like video games, you've probably already played it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if
But
it's just a game, if anyone out there is like big on games, which you probably are, yarn into this. Yeah, Mass Effect. You've probably already played it, but if you haven't, it's one of the best game series going. You should definitely go and play it.
Yeah.
What class did you play as, PJ?
Infiltrator. I was an infiltrator.
So
See, I
what's that? Is
always.
that the infiltrator? That's like the engineer and
Yeah.
thingy, isn't it? Engineer and sort of
Pistols and
soldier.
snipers.
Yeah.
Pistol snipers and like, yeah, all like the hack and stuff.
Gadgets. Yeah.
Gadgets and things, yeah.
Yeah, I played the Vanguard
Yeah, I
class.
played the Vanguard.
I was very close to being a Vanguard, but
Yeah, shotguns.
I know in the third one you can go invisible if you have infiltration, and I like the sound of that, so I
Yeah.
thought I'm gonna stick as infiltration in 1, 2, and 3. Instead play as the same class, so
Yeah, I did. I played Vanguard in all three games. I kept the
yeah.
same character
I
across all
think
three
that
of them.
was probably one of the best things about Mass Effect, right? Was that you could start obviously as Commander Shepard in the first one.
Yeah.
And you'd be playing it, and then you, because obviously, for those that don't know, you make the choices throughout the game. Throughout the entire game, you're making choices, and that will affect what happens in the rest of the game. But that also makes effect in the second and third one as well.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Stuff that
that's true.
you might be in the second one, and stuff that you've done in the first one, like maybe someone died, so they won't be in the second one anymore. But there'll be
Yeah.
like something to replace it or something that will change because of that. But you could still be there depending on what choice you made.
Yeah, like for example, because me and Paddy played it differently,
Yeah.
and there's one character of Rex, and he can either live or he can die. And for me, he was alive, but for Paddy, he wasn't. He was Reed's brother instead, in the same place.
Yeah, and it's stuff like even in like the third game, like 2 games later, like stuff from the first game is still coming up, which I think is good because it's still going back to what has happened. Whereas in most games, they just sort of forget about what happened in the others, but it
Yeah.
actually still takes effect even in the first one. So everything that you do really has a big like impact on the entire game. So it's definitely a very,
Yes.
very
It's
good
not one
game.
you can just like play in like an hour though.
It's something
It's
that you,
like
oh, it's like a, if you
you
play
gotta
through all
put in
of
some
it.
serious time into it. It's like a 50-hour game.
I mean, well, each one, I suppose it's got about 50 hours of gameplay, but the actual story takes like 24
Yeah,
hours on its own.
I did the Mass Effect 1. That's doing a bit of the side missions, but mainly focusing on the main story. It took me 25 hours, so but that's doing quite a lot of the side
See,
stuff.
I do pretty much
Yeah.
all the side stuff. I do as much as I can. And I think I had 40 hours on the first one, and
Yeah.
about, I think, 50 hours on the second one, but I played through that like twice as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got, I mean, over all the three games, I think I've got probably like 200 hours.
And even with, like, on the third one, the only letdown was the ending on the
Yeah, but
third
they
one,
patched the
without
ending of the
spoiling
third
it,
one.
which they've now improved. So
Yeah,
it's,
they changed the ending. Well,
I
they
haven't
didn't
played
change
it.
it. They just kind of added an
Yeah.
extra bit onto
Don't
it.
say too much because that's what I'm going to
Yeah, I
play.
haven't actually played it yet, the ending, but they improved
Yeah.
the ending. And I think if it is a good ending, then you've possibly got the best game series out there because.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but
Yeah.
the ending of Mass Effect 3 was, I didn't like it. Paddy, you didn't think it was that bad, did you?
I thought it was all right. I thought it worked, but I didn't think it should have been what it was.
Yeah, I hated it. I was one of the people who really didn't like it. I thought it was completely stupid. It's still that ending, right? They changed it. It's still that same ending, but they added in bits,
Yeah.
so it's not stupid anymore. All the plot holes are actually tied up. It
So
tells you like
kind of it makes it's probably what
why
the
that.
best
It
game.
tells you why that's happening rather than just being completely random. And it tells you what happens afterwards as well, rather than just ending when you like the last choice at the end of the game. You make a choice, and then the game ends. And then with the new ending, it tells you what happens after that choice and what happens to everybody else in the galaxy and all the characters that you've met along the way.
Another thing about it is,
So it's a much better ending.
it's not
Yeah.
like most other games either. You know, it's like in space, you've got spaceships and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, it's a shooter, but the style that you shoot and the style that it's made and, like, the characters and stuff is, and all the different races, it's completely different to any other game.
Yeah, if
Yeah.
anyone's ever played, it's another game by the same company that made Mass Effect, is BioWare. They made the Old Republic. the Star Wars The Old Republic. That has the same thing, the Knights of the Old Republic game, where all the different aliens...
That was a very good game.
That was also a really good game. I can definitely recommend that one as well.
Yeah, but they weren't based off like Star Wars.
They were based on Star Wars, yeah.
But
yeah.
This one's like completely new. Everything is completely new. There's nothing you'd have seen in any other game or anything other than Mass Effect. It's the only place you'd have seen it. And I think that makes it really...
Wasn't Dragon Age BioWare?
Yeah.
Dragon Age, but that was nothing on Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Dragon Age was a good game, though.
Origins was a good game. Dragon Age 2 was not...
It was good, but again, the ending.
That was one of the worst endings.
It was a very bad ending. Not to spoil it for anyone, but the ending was shit.
It was one of the... I mean, it came out of nowhere. It was completely... I mean, the story itself was pretty disjointed, but I could get through it all right. But then the ending was just... It was just ridiculous. Yeah. Absolutely terrible. And, I wouldn't recommend playing Dragon Age 2.
So, yeah, there's a little bit of a Mass Effect review for you. Anything else you've been playing there, Peach?
I finished Red Dead. I've done that before, but I finished it again a couple of days ago.
Did exactly the same.
Yeah, I mean, I finished it on PS3 ages ago when it was first out. But then I thought I'm going to play it again because I haven't played it for ages. And I forgot how good it was.
Yeah, I completed that the other day as well, didn't I, Phil?
That is a game that I can recommend to anybody.
Yeah, anyone will like Red Dead. I don't think there's no reason not to like Red Dead. You can do anything on it. It's so fun.
For those who don't know, it's a Western game.
Yeah. It's not like other Western games either. It's like, just imagine, GTA basically. But rather than cars, you've got horses. Rather than machine guns and rocket launchers, you've got like dynamites and rifles, that sort of thing. You know, a lasso and all that.
The story is a proper Western story, though. Like, straight out of the old Western films.
Yeah, it's very, very good.
And Thingy reminds me of, what's his name from Gran Torino?
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Inspired character, isn't he?
Yeah, very good character, John Marston. He's a good character.
Yeah. Jack's pretty good as well, towards the end.
Yeah, Jack's cool. Yeah, all the characters. You meet some pretty cool characters in Red Dead as well.
Yeah.
Good.
Good design on it as well.
Yeah, and it's not just the campaign that makes Red Dead brilliant. It's got the online of it.
The online is the best thing.
The online, I don't think me and Paddy have ever had, apart from GTA, we've not had much of a laugh. Not me, we haven't had any more laugh than we have on them games.
Yeah, the thing is with Red Dead as well, like on GTA we have a proper laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, GTA is probably one of the funniest games we've ever played online. Yeah. That and Far Cry 2.
And Far Cry, yeah. I don't know how we can find Far Cry 2 so funny.
But we
did. It just was. It was the funniest thing.
But the badassness as well in Red Dead online. Yeah. It's like you go around in a posse and
that is one of the most fun things, just like joining up with a bunch
of
friends.
You have like a posse of about 8 actual online players and you're just going through the free roam map just on your horses. Like you can take out gang hideouts and things. Like there's like missions in the free roam area that you can go do and get XP.
There's also
really
like
good.
A full proper modes as well, or deathmatch and capture the flag and stuff as well.
And if you're into your zombies as well, there's the wicked DLC for it, which is Undead Nightmare.
Yeah.
Which I haven't played that.
Strongly recommend to somebody who likes zombies because it's brilliant. It's very, very good.
There's a lot of DLC for that as well. You can get like, the Eliza.
Yeah, and then you get
Dice
the
as well, can't you?
The Legends as well, which has got all the characters from the original Red Dead Revolver, which was one of my favourite games ever, that was, years ago.
Yeah, so that's a good thing about that game as well, is that it's got the download content as well. The same with Mass Effect. Like, if you run out of things to do, you think, you've played it a lot and it's getting less interesting. On the second time through or something, you can get the DLC and change it up a bit, like with new characters and downloads.
Yeah.
So that makes it a lot different and it makes it a better game as well. What would you rate it out of 10?
What, Red Dead?
Yeah, and Mass Effect.
I'm not sure. I think Red Dead, I'd give them probably both a 9. I mean, it'd have to be absolutely the best game in the world ever to be a 10. But yeah. I'd give them both 9s.
I think Mass Effect's probably my favourite game series, especially for storyline.
I think my favourite game series is probably the Metal Gears
the
Resident Evils.
Metal Gear Solid. I recently bought the HD collection.
Yeah, I've got that on PS3.
The second one, I forgot how awful the camera is on on Sons of Liberty.
Yes.
You can't move it. It's a fixed camera. And for a stealth game, when you're trying to see You know, you got to sneak around. You got to see where the guards are.
First person view a lot.
You have to keep. You can't move in first person view.
Yeah.
So you have to stop dead, and you're just standing there in a corridor looking around.
Yeah. And
on the third one, you can move the camera.
Of stealth, doesn't it? Really?
Yeah. On the third one, you can move the camera around to get a better look at your environment. But I can't be getting on with the second one's camera.
Still,
I completed it when it first came out on PS2. I completed it then. I had no problem with it.
Yeah.
So I think it's just I'm used to the new the new style of games where you could have much more control.
And I absolutely adore the Metal Gears. I've got all the series, like I've got the portable ops on the PSP and stuff. So I've kind of got them all, and I was going to play them, but like from the start of the story to the end.
Yeah.
Because I've got the ones on the NES, because on the HD collection, this is something, if you've got the HD collection, you probably won't know about this, because I just found, luckily, but if you go
on... Yeah, you can get the original Metal Gear, not Metal Gear, sorry, just Metal
go
on Gear.
To Metal Gear Snake Eater, go to, I think it's Extras, and
yeah,
then you can
yeah,
actually play the first Metal Gear 1 and 2, Metal Gear Solid 1 and 2, on the original
it's
NES.
Not Metal Gear Solid, it's just Metal Gear.
Metal Gear, yeah.
Yeah, it's
that's pretty
like,
cool.
It's like from the 80s. It's, by the way... That game, the original Metal Gear, like all old NES games, fucking difficult.
Yeah, they are. I know. I was
really hard.
Very, very hard.
All NES games had that.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely worth a look into the kind of the history of the game.
Yeah.
So yeah, that went on for a bit, but that was PJ's game review segment.
Yeah.
Which is more of a talk as well on that.
Yeah.
Maybe, so, less of a review and more of a discussion of video games.
Yeah.
So yeah, so we're closing towards an end of the podcast. I know it's sad, but
yeah, I know. Good.
It's the way the world works. See, the good thing is we'll be bringing out a new one soon, probably. We'll say soon, within the next few months.
So while we're all online,
we will try and get it out as quick as we soon as possible.
If we do all online, we'll try and work on that machinima. Hopefully, get that up in the next couple.
So
of
So yeah, that's the most. If you do want to see more of us, which of course you do, because
everybody
wants to see more of us, especially me. Particularly me. But yeah, if you want to see more of us, you can check us out on YouTube, The Silverwood Show, and we're going to be putting stuff up on there. Same as pretty much 80% of YouTube is cat videos and game commentaries and that sort of thing. Doing a few machinimas, you know, working on like Minecraft and just anything really.
Starting small,
ended up big, tiring.
VidCon.
Yeah, you know, all sorts of shit, whatever we get into. So yeah, you can see more of us over there.
We are quite lazy though.
If
so
you like us.
We won't be doing it every day.
If you enjoy us, yeah. Advertising ourselves. We're also on iTunes.
I know that, that's how they're listening to this podcast.
Yeah, but you could be listening to a website, so check us out on iTunes or the website.
Give us a review on iTunes.
Yeah.
Leave 5 stars only, people. Comment. If you think we're shit, keep your mouth shut.
Give us some feedback, what you think, how we are. You can find
only nice things, though, because you'll hurt my feelings.
No, you can give us some...
You can be honest. You can tell us if we're shit.
Yeah, just be honest. Like, if you tell us we're shit, then we know what we need to improve on.
Yeah.
And then we can make the perfect podcast. How awesome would that be?
I mean, we're pretty close to perfect, as it is.
Yeah, we're not far off, but...
Talking over each other, being totally unprofessional. Talking about knobs a lot of knob talk on this episode.
People love knob. Okay, because they're a bit of knob every now and then.
If the knob fevers are listening to it, they'd probably like it.
Yeah. So you can check us out on Twitter, The Silverwood Show on Twitter at The Silverwood Show. No, we're not on Facebook because it sucks.
Yes, I am.
Well, we are individually.
You've got personal accounts, but
and if you want to join us on Red Dead or GTA, you can always add us on Xbox.
Yeah, you could add us on Xbox, and
which we will have a good laugh at, as we always do.
It's probably the funniest thing you'll ever do in your life.
Yeah, we enjoy it a lot.
Our website silverwoodshow.weebly.com is currently the website that we're using.
And remember to send us all your quiz results.
Yeah, send us your quiz results, let them off there. There's contacts and everything you need to know on the Silverwood Show website, silverwoodshow.weebly.com. Also, all the podcasts get uploaded to a separate site.
Ow.
Careful there, PJ.
That hurt.
Which is the Silverwood Podcast .blogspot.com, and that's where...
But there'll be links. Just go to the Weebly.
Just go to the Weebly, and everything's on there.
Everything's on there. We'll put links.
So, yeah. So, that'll be your sort of your main hub for everything. So yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I was Paddy Silverwood, as I always am. And
Who was I?
You were the idiot.
You're an idiot.
So signing out, Paddy Silverwood. Bill's got to sign out.
Bye.
GTA.
You can't see it because this is an audio, but I'm waving. Bye.
Bye from me, bye from Phil, bye from PJ. Thanks for listening to the Silver Podcast. Hope you enjoyed. See you next time. Bye.